Back to the news items now. Why is it we cannot get away from the subject of roadworks and road problems? The NDR gets another mention and changes are planned to Dereham Road. One-way streets and bus lanes also come into the equation. Concerns have been raised that the multi-million pound bill for Norwich's Northern Distributor Road could still grow because compensation for landowners is still being settled. Nearly 5 years after the road fully opened in 2018, Norfolk County Council admitted it cannot say with certainty whether the final bill will come in within the projected £205 million budget. That is because County Hall is still paying compensation to owners of land acquired so the 12.5-mile road, which stretches from the A47 junction at Poswick to the A1067 Fakenham Road, could be built. The latest deal saw Martin Wilby, the Conservative-controlled Council's Cabinet Member for Highways, Transport and Infrastructure, give the go-ahead for the authority to pay just over £250,000 in compensation for just over 5 acres of land. That was awarded to a couple whose land between Fircovert Road and Marriott's Way was compulsorily purchased by the authority because it was needed to build the road. Their holding was among 73 separate sections of land totalling nearly 300 acres. The council has acquired at a cost of £8.2 million, including fees. There are still 32 further cases yet to be legally completed.
Traders and homeowners living near a key city route earmarked for major changes believe safety improvements would be welcome. Norfolk County Council has outlined plans for Dereham Road, which includes a travel hub from Gray's Fair to Gurney Road and new sections of inbound and outbound bus lanes. A speed limit reduction to 30 miles per hour along the road between Longwater Lane and Norwich Road, as well as the removal of Butterfly Way pedestrian underpass, have also been put forward.
Strong conflicting views have been put forward about whether a Victorian road in the north of the city should be made one way for traffic. Last year, Mile Cross Labour County Councillor Chrissy Rumsby surveyed those living in Ede Road to gauge their opinions on the change to relieve pressure, but needed responses from all tenants to get clear enough data. She hopes to survey the road again to get a full picture of people's views and to improve safety. Since the last survey, there have been incidents on Ede Road and the police have been called, like when that video went around of someone being struck by a taxi driver, she explained. Something needs to be done about that road, but the whole road has to agree. I also looked at Buxton and Paterson Roads, and there was a mixed reaction from them. There are concerns, and people are worried about the unknown. Until we actually try, we won't know if it works. It can always be changed back. Our one-way system will lessen the strain on Victorian roads, which obviously were built without cars in mind.
Thousands of fines for driving through a controversial city bus gate could go unpaid. The bus gate at the junction of Grove Road and Brazen Gate near Sainsbury's in Queen's Road only operates for 2 hours each morning, but generated £150,000 in fines in just 8 months after its installation in 2019. But at the latest tribunal, the council offered no defence to motorist Ian Bissett's insistence the junction does not conform to the highway code, raising questions over the legitimacy of all the fines. The council says it is reviewing the outcome of the appeal to see if further action is required, but insisted the correct signage was installed.
Traders are already being met with disruption as a result of a new set of roadworks at a key city junction. Temporary traffic lights are in place at the junction of Drayton High Road and the Boundary Road in Helston. Drayton High Road is due to be widened and resurfaced as part of the 157 home second phase of the Persimmon Home Scheme at former Royal Norwich Golf Club. Anne Roper, owner of the Cozy Cats Cattery, located nearby, said, "It's affecting my customers who are having difficulty getting here." Tony Pounder, who lives in Low Road in Helsdon, said, "It is having a major impact on the already frustrating situation. I fully appreciate that major work such as this would cause disruption, but it could have been much better organised." A county council spokesman said, "While resurfacing works take place on Drayton Road, a fully signed diversion will be in place to allow drivers to easily find alternative access to homes and businesses further along the road. Businesses will be able to remain open as usual throughout the works, with access maintained at all times from either Middleton's Lane Junction or from the Boundary Road, depending on the phase of resurfacing work."